With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Amid the hoopla of the Democratic convention in Chicago, there were reminders that the road to victory will not be easy. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
For all of the energy and excitement at last week's Democratic National Convention, the presidential contest remains close, something Barack and Michelle Obama reminded their party.
This is going to be an uphill battle.
This will still be a tight race in a closely divided country.
They delivered an urgent call to action. It was an acknowledgement that even with a change at the top of the Democratic ticket, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are essentially tied in their race for the White House. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Israel launched a wave of airstrikes across South Lebanon early this morning in a preemptive strike on Hezbollah. The Lebanese terrorist group says it had fired hundreds of rockets and drones in retaliation for the killing of a top commander in an Israeli airstrike in Beirut last month. Dr. Anthony Fauci's come down with a mosquito-borne virus.
A spokesperson says Fauci, now retired from the National Institutes of Health, is recovering at home after a hospitalization for West Nile disease. The virus is commonly spread through the bite of an infected mosquito. Fauci reportedly told a fellow doctor he was likely infected in his own backyard. The CDC says most people don't experience symptoms from West Nile, but about 20% will develop a fever, headache, body aches, stomach upset, or a rash. I'm Jackie Quinn.
German police say a 26-year-old man has turned himself in, claiming he was responsible for that deadly Solingen knife attack that left three people dead. This is SRN News. As students return to college across the United States, administrators are bracing for a resurgence in anti-Semitic protests of the kind that swept campuses last spring. The summer break has provided a chance for school officials to regroup and strategize for the fall semester. Some new rules imposed by universities include banning encampments, limiting the duration of demonstrations, allowing protests only in designated spaces, and restricting campus access to those with university ID. Critics say this will violate free speech. International Christian Concern is sounding an alarm about anti-proselytizing laws in many countries. ICC says the measures, which purport to protect religious freedom, are actually a way of legally persecuting Christians. Algeria, Cambodia, Malaysia, and Yemen are just a few of the nations where it is illegal for a person to discuss their faith with a person of a different religion. In fact, most of these laws apply only to Christians. This is SRN News. There are new concerns over privacy issues when wearable cooling gear is being used.
More and more companies are exploring the use of wearable technology to help keep workers cool on sweltering days. But there are questions about how the biometric data could be used. The Laborers' Health and Safety Fund of North America is among the groups raising questions about the data that comes from cooling technology for workers. A lawyer with the Electronic Frontier Foundation says this can be a privacy issue, noting that employers could possibly use the information to kick an employee off their insurance plan or even fire them. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The largest diamond found in more than a century has been unearthed at a mine in Botswana. The government says the huge 2,492-carat stone is the second biggest ever discovered in any mine anywhere. This is SRN News.